Just a dream. War is a continuation of politics, only by other means. Politics is a continuation of economics by other means. This is our bank. This is our war. And this is our plan of attack.
Banks have become an essential threat to our democracy. So consider this justice.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
Welcome to the Center Path on Studio B, Revolution Radio, www.freedomslips.com. If you want to check out the Center Path website, go to www.thecenterpath.weebly.com. And as long as you're zipping around the internet, check out the archives section here at www.freedomslips.com, because for less than $5 a month, if you sign up for archive membership, which you only pay 1 month at a time, then you will get access to over 70 shows a week. Now, if you were to join the membership of Coast to Coast AM, which I don't even think you can get for $5 a month, that would be maybe 6 shows a week. If you join Caravan to Midnight, that is $5 a month. You get 5 shows a week, and you got to pay $15 up front, minimum. So it's just a mathematical no-brainer. If you like the productions here, and the hosts, and the topics, and the information, and all the stuff you can get, just please join the archives, www.freedomslips.com. Go all the way across to the right-hand corner and click on the archives button. And yes, Patrick English, that is new spelling there in in the chat room. I accidentally typed center, C-E-3-N-T-E-R. Well, you know, I got these dadgum Twinkie fingers. So anyway, speaking of out-of-sight hosts, everyone, please say hello to Philadelphia's very own Jay Parker.
Woo! Just made it. You and me both, brother. I tell you, well, beautiful weather today in Philadelphia. The harp storm yesterday really cleared out the humidity.
Oh, really? Humidity.
Well, I was with a friend and we were driving and I said, oh, you think that was natural? You know, 60 mile an hour winds out of nowhere. And he said, well, it happens, you know, when a cold front and a warm front meet. And I said, well, true, but look at the pattern of the clouds in the sky. And you could see this strange pillowing. I said, and that's next rad.
Right.
You know. But it was beautiful today because NexRad did its job, and we had low humidity and plenty of aluminum. And so, you know, what's more important, humidity or aluminum?
Oh, aluminum, definitely.
Yeah, you'd rather breathe aluminum than high humidity. I'm joking, of course. Tonight, no, of course.
Your connection just went, just did a vibration thing that was quite noisy.
How was it now?
It's fine now.
Okay. Yeah, that's just I'm waving hello.
Yeah, really. we're doing a call-in show or a round table, as it's called here on Revolution Radio. If you'd like to join us, dial 310-421-4053, or you can Skype us at FreedomScreen2, all one word, FreedomScreen2. Any memes this week, Jay?
No memes. I really have done some work this week trying to get a few different websites to show up tonight, and people from Mark Passe's database website and such like that. People that are somewhat aware from the Free Your Mind group. And hopefully they'll call in, Swami. The call-in number is 310-421-4053. And on Skype, it's FreedomScreen2. You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's 10:10, and every show, I start the show by doing a West Coast rain evocation. If you go to our website at www.thecenterpath.weebly.com, there is a events page, and the event that we're promoting is for us to use our innate quantum ability and spiritually connect with the field and pray rain, just like it is explained in the excellent presentation by Greg Braden in his work Divine Matrix, which is on our website, along with Quantum Communication. I did, Swami, get the YouTube links up for last week's show.
Oh, good.
And really found some great stuff on the Origins of Christianity and on Religion by Jordan Maxwell, D.M. Murdoch, or our chat. I can never pronounce her name. You do it.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
The woman who wrote the Christ Conspiracy?
Oh, Acharya S.
Acharya S.
Yes. It's going silent.
Tap on her name. But
oh, man. Can you hear me straight through? Your audio is cutting out. I mean, completely. Not even making a sound. Are you there, Jay? Oh, wow.
And that should do it.
There, okay.
Because basically around, you know, if you make a valid attempt to reach out into the spiritual plane and imprint your intention into the divine matrix, the energy field that is intelligent, that is compassionate, there's no reason why we can't do this. If you go on our website, there are stories by Bruce Lipton. There are stories by Dr. Joe Dispenza. There are stories by Greg Braden about people who connected with their innate spiritual ability and aligned their heart and minds up with the field and got their prayers answered. And especially in the Divine Matrix presentation by Greg Braden. 3.5 hours, I know it's a lot of time for most people, but if you look at the YouTubes that we're posting on the CenterPath, you know, .weebly.com, and just click on them for a second and then unclick and just see the titles and who we are offering you as teachers. And you will see the quality of the work. People who have spent their entire lives, like Greg Braden, trying to understand why the Western world is so spiritually, psychologically, physically messed up. Well, Greg Braden in his Divine Matrix will take you on a journey and show you where, in the beginnings of the Catholic Church, we have a call.
He had just run in.
Hello?
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
It's Swami.
Hi, Doc.
Namaste.
Namaste.
It's a really bad connection.
Yeah, your phone is really crackly.
My phone is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Sounds okay here.
Can you hear it?
did you call me on Skype?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I called the number that came up, yeah.
You're breaking up.
I'm going to hang up. You try ringing back and we'll start.
Oh, that was pleasant.
Oh, my.
GMO Rice Krispies for everyone. Yeah, good old Kellogg's. All I want to say is keep boycotting Kellogg's. Keep boycotting every single one of those GM bastards. Because they're killing you.
Yeah.
They're destroying your gut bacteria. They're putting foreign DNA into your body, which your body is accepting as nature's. And you wonder why diabetes is skyrocketing? One of the main reasons, and it's been shown by the research that's coming out now, is the GMO. It is.
Zoom call? It's not.
Yes?
Okay. All right. Wow. My whole Skype just failed and wouldn't do anything. Were you able to hear me for a while all that time?
Nope.
Okay. Well, we've still got the server here, near as I can tell.
Okay. Good.
Hey, would Mer Bailey or Doc, if you can hear me in the chat room, kindly
let them know.
Yeah, let me know in the chat room, just so Jay and I know.
So, if you would like this call to CenterPath, the Skype connection is FreedomScreen, S-C-R-E-E-N 2, FreedomScreen 2. And we'd love to hear from you on Skype. Doc will call back later, I'm sure. But
he was trying to call in, but when I put him in, no, when I put him in, you were able to talk at the same time. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. It's not acting like it normally does. It's just not. Confusing at best.
I'm wondering if any of our... Do we have any idea from the chat room what's going on?
Doc? Hello, Doc?
This is no fun.
Nope, sure nothing. Okay, now I can hear the show through Doc's phone. just ain't talking.
Lovely.
But see, there's a delay of about 45 seconds.
Well, that's fine. Well, anyway, the thing I was talking about, Swami, with the Rainey vocation, is and just this show tonight, is to try to get people. I know there's a lot of freedom people out there, and I'm saying, you got any ideas of how we can change the paradigm? What can we do right now as a group of people that don't want tyranny? What can we do? And as you see, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Well, I've answered.
Okay, I hear you now.
Is, and we got Patrick coming up, too. Patrick, are you with us?
I am right with you right here. Huh?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Yeah, okay, Doc Who and Patrick English, you all know him from the chat room. Thank you for ringing in, guys. I'm glad the phone is now working.
We used to be with you, gentlemen.
So, Doc, I finally got my Shungite.
All right.
From Cosmic Reality.
And, excellent, excellent. Kudos.
You know, if we have a war starting in September with Russia, I'm actually inclined to load up and buy some more now. Because
the price is probably going to go up, too, as it becomes scarce, more scarce, especially by way of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Well, the only thing that's going to get scarce on that is free.
Doc, are you there?
I am again.
Okay, let me see what's...
It's Skype. You know, the logo for Skype is the outline of Saturn and its rings.
Yeah.
Well, I have no doubt that... I keep getting put on hold and the call keeps dropping. But what I feel is this really makes me happy because... I've been pushing the Rainey vocation this week at different websites. And I guess somebody at the NSA is not too happy.
Hmm.
Well, those people will never be happy.
Well, I know that. But the thing is, I really know that I have something here. If you... do the research, take a look at the movie Quantum Consciousness, Divine Matrix, look at Bruce Lipton's work, look at Nassim Haramein's work, which this week I'll be doing the science section dealing with quantum physics and the nature of our reality here. And I'm thoroughly convinced that what we need to do as people is not to become holy rollers, but to embrace our innate ability as a species to come together and solve problems in a quantum field way. And it's interesting that we've lost a quarter of the show due to Skype all of a sudden deciding to have a tantrum.
Saturnalia.
Well, I mean, if some of the YouTubes I put up, Doc, especially you talk about Jordan Maxwell and Saturn, God 6, there's this documentary that was done, and it's a mixture of Jordan Maxwell, and he's just going off on the Saturn death cult, just going off. And
I have it too.
Well, as I said on the show previously, I was in Arden growing up, and I said to another kid when I was about 10 years old, I said he was Jewish and he came from an Illuminati rank and file family also, and I said, well, we both worship the same God, Father God, anyway. You know, and he looked at me and he said, no, we don't. We worship Saturn.
Yep.
And I just looked at him like, you worship Saturn? Huh? What's that about? But Saturn is the god that binds. He's the great control freak. And, well, when you look at what's going on with academia and all the control and how the truth of the true physics is, Tesla physics, is being hammered on and suppressed, and yet they're pushing Einstein, it's really amazing. It really is. You know, Mark Casio ran into a person either online or in person who had a master's degree in physics. And the person stated that they went through, and at Ivy League College, they went through, got a degree in physics, and then got a master's in physics, and not once was Nikola Tesla mentioned. Not once.
Hush, hush. Hush, hush to the public. But the government sure is utilizing it.
Well, there is a... many people have stated, and, you know, there's photographs of Tesla in the last few years of his life with his assistant named George that looks astoundingly like the older George G.H.W. Bush.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you're wondering, you know, as soon as he died, the CIA just grabbed that stuff and was off to the races.
I think they grabbed him before he was dead, if in fact he did die.
Well, yeah, well, I tell you.
You never know these days.
One thing's for sure, we'd be in a totally different world if Tesla had been embraced, if Wilhelm Reich's work had been embraced, if Royal Rife, his frequency work and healing had been embraced. I mean, go down the list. So many different scientists that have invented, like, you know, the guy that invented the water-powered car, you know? He got murdered.
Yep.
And it gets to be, you know, same old stuff. And I think we have to do something radically different because this is not working.
Area code 406. Are you with us?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hello, Revolution Radio from high on top of the Purple Mountain Majesties out here in Montana.
Hey,
Dave's not here.
Hey, Mr. Doc, Mon, how you doing?
Doing okay, Mon.
All right. Yeah, I think that this drought in California is, like, induced. You know, we made it rain for 5 years on Vietnam to the point where the UN was saying it was inhumane because we were making floods and flooding out whole villages because we made it rain so much over there. It was done with the operation called Popeye. Look it up. It's you know, they
absolutely
the news is out. So they can make it rain in California if they wanted to, but they don't want to.
Now, you know, there's a high
it's like our own
system.
Government is sticking a knife right in the back of the people.
It's not our government. It's Britain. It's the royal family in Britain. It's the Vatican. I post on Facebook memes from the International Tribunal of Justice, and some of their social media memes talk about how the United States Code has been changed by Queen Elizabeth, and they cite law where she did that. And people think that America is not a corporation and it's not controlled by European royalty in the Vatican, and nothing could be further from the truth. We were free for a brief period of time under the Articles of Confederation, and we had 14 presidents that are never mentioned. And then we had Washington and his Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, who was a Rothschild agent, a.k.a. Vatican Illuminati agent, And they started the first central bank in America. And that's why we had the War of 1812, because they were having a problem renewing the Rothschild Bank in America. And Rothschild said, if you don't renew the charter to the central bank in America, there'll be a war. And he was good on his promise. So all I have to say is, we live in an illusion that the corporate cabal and the royals and everything, they've always been in control since the time of Napoleon. But with the internet, we're getting the message out. People are waking up. And there's a, I'm going to have to do some research, but there are, there's a website that tracks the weather. And there are satellite photographs of the standing high pressure system from below Los Angeles all the way up to Oregon. And they are not letting any moisture into California. And if any does slip through, then they take their C-131s with their desiccant and spray the living crap out of it.
Right, so, if they could turn it on, they could turn it off too, yeah?
Right, right.
Absolutely. And this is a guy named Livingston did a show with Alex Jones talking about the Operation Popeye in Vietnam. They could make it rain 18 inches a day. A day. They flooded out the Mekong Delta and killed so many people that even the UN complained. And let me tell you, when the home of humanitarian bombing complains about genocide, you got some genocide.
Little known fact about all that rain we dropped on Vietnam, and that was part of that was to flood all the tunnels under the ground, that they had so many tunnels, it was just, you know, you couldn't even measure them. There's so many. So that was part of the rain thing.
Guys in the Marines would have to take a flashlight and a 45 revolver, because these were very small sniper tunnels, and climb down there and go and do, you know, face-to-face combat.
Yeah, tunnel rats.
Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. And, you know, all those Vietnam protesters, of course, are wrong, Doc, you know, because when Vietnam went communist, you know, the entire Asia went communist. Well, oh, that's right. That didn't happen.
During that time, America had the most youth. You know, the baby boomers were in their 20s, 25 to 18. And we don't have that today. Like, the youth is bought into the system. Back then, we had a large group of youth that seen that the war it was no good, you know. It was just for, you know, the rich, for the bankers and everything. We don't have that today. The youth is bought into the system. They're in debt before they get out of college now, because how much college costs and everything else. Everybody, they all got their credit cards.
Try to sign kids up as soon as they're freshmen in college with credit cards. I mean,
yeah. And yeah, we don't have that group of youth pissed off no more. That, you know, and I don't think that time will come again, because the baby boomer thing, all of the baby boomer now needs walkers and stuff.
Well, not all of them, but most, the thing is, I agree with Mark Passio that should they try to jade helm, lock down, and start martial law and stuff, you know, there's a lot of people in this country that are not going to die with bullets in their gun. And they're not going to be like the people in Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union that went with the secret police without a fight. In America, you just don't do that. When they come to take you away because you want to be free, that's when you make a stand. And
right.
We've been told that the Lexington and Concord story, that when they come for your guns, that's when you take a stand. And
as long as the credit cards work, nothing will change, really.
Well, there's so much corruption in the financial system. It's so convoluted. There's $300 trillion worth of derivatives out there. I would say, you'd have to look, it's 100 times worse than what it was in the collapse of 29. So all this bad financial papers out there, eventually it's going to collapse, because even though it's all just computer digits, it's still...
As long as they keep bombing countries into fractional reserve banking, it'll stay alive. And that's how they do it now. They take the bank or get bombed. You know, every country that we're at war with does banking their own way, you know, and has their own money.
Oh, absolutely. I think that... What's the list now? I mean, Libya had its own bank. We got rid of them. North Korea, Iran, Syria.
Hussein wanted to start his own bank and his own money.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to sell the oil he had in Iraq in euros rather than Rothschild dollars. So he was toast.
And the same thing going on in the Black Sea. Russia wants to sell their oil in rubles. But they, you know, we got the Crimea thing. It's the only port that stays open all year round for Russia. So they need that port to sell their oil. And didn't Russia just find more oil than everybody else in the whole world or something?
Russia has resources that are mind-boggling.
Right.
What they don't have is, you know, a corrupt financial system where they can, you know, build their infrastructure up on a credit card. Where America paid for the entire Cold War on a credit card. So that's what brought the Soviet Union down. They just couldn't keep up.
Maybe so, payday is coming up for us now, and that's why we're...
Oh, they want to bring America down so bad. So bad. And that's what the Trans-Pacific Partnership's all about. It's the last nail in the coffin. Because once the World Trade Organization gets that power from the TPP, they will be telling us what to do and how to do it. So we're going to see some rough times in America, because when you have Republicans helping Obama, you only have one party, and that's called the FU party. And but you know, people will wake up when their Doritos and beer are not there. That's all I gotta say. So is it raining in Montana regularly?
No, we need it bad. The woods are crispy right now. If we don't get rain, there's going to be big forest fires this fall, you know, spring, September time.
We haven't
really got any participation since February. You know, we need rain so bad.
That's not normal.
No, not at all.
That's not normal.
It's like a rainforest around here when I first moved here. Rain for a lot. The Northwest got a lot of rain.
Well, we're going to change that.
And the soil's got about 2 feet of aluminum oxide in it. So when it does get, the fire does get set, whether by nature or by the Spetsnaz troops, which they've been caught doing out there, then it is going to burn. And it's not going to be almost impossible to put it out with the aluminum oxide in the soil and in the trees.
Absolutely.
And a lot of trees are dying because of the pine beetle infestation and stuff.
The pine beetles only invade we had that problem here down here with the pine beetles when the trees get weakened. That's when the pine beetles take over.
And that's what they planned.
What?
That's what the plan is, to make everything desolate.
Dead. Yeah.
Yep.
Where are you at?
Ask that question, Swami? I'm in Florida.
Okay.
West Central Florida, about 15 miles from the Gulf.
Okay. Gotcha.
About a half hour north of Tampa.
I was in Tampa for a military exercise one time at the base there.
MacDill.
Yep. Yep.
I grew up in Tampa.
Ah. And Dave, where are you at in Montana?
Up in the northwest corner, up by Alberta, right next to Glacier National Park.
Okay, cool.
Well, that's
and it's drying. It's drying up, huh?
Yeah. In 2006, we had forest fires all around us, and for a month and a half, all smoke. So I think it could happen this year if we don't get our rain. We missed all our spring rain. We've been getting little thunderstorms here and there, but nothing like for days. You know, the woods need good downpours for days to get wet.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a rain dance. Got to do a rain dance.
Yeah, the rain dancing. I'm with the guy, the guest. You know, we could do it if we all put our minds to it.
Absolutely. And what I'm saying, Dave, is if each of us, you know, just focus in and just call for the Matrix to do this, I think we could do it. Because in The Divine Matrix by Greg Braden, he talks about experiments done by Stanford research and by the NSA and spooked them. And essentially, consciousness, when it gets plugged into the field, can make amazing things happen. And
right,
over
united
long,
consciousness
yeah,
with
over
the
long, long distances, you know?
Yep.
You don't have to be in California. Your heart and mind, broadcasts all the way around the planet. Constantly.
And into the universe.
Yep.
The vibration of the will to stop that rain could be overcome by the united consciousness of the good will intention of that united consciousness against that consciousness.
All it takes for evil to prevail is the good men do nothing.
Yep.
Well, that day is coming.
When you're controlling weather, you know, you really can't do nothing. We only have to turn to our energy force, you know, because
right.
we don't have planes to battle them.
No.
You know?
Well, this is what I'm saying, and on my website are movies and lectures that explain what I'm talking about. Like, people can say, well, Jay, you're just going in for magical thinking. This is not magical thinking. This is a technology that has been suppressed and hidden from us, which is now, due to quantum physics and researchers like Greg Braden and Dr. Joe Dispenza, being brought to light now. And
weather
so,
as a weapon.
Yep. Well, they have said since Vietnam and even before that, because on geoengineering.org, there's a great article on the history of weather manipulation by all kinds of different scientists and governments. And it's a huge article. And they started messing with the weather back in the 1870s, trying different things to change the ether. And they've been seeing clouds since they learned how to fly. So there's no reason why we don't have rain other than HAARP. And that's
well, back
all
in the early, back in the early 60s, Stanford University sprayed San Francisco with estrogen. constantly.
Is that
over?
Is that the reason for the population?
What?
Is that the cause of the gay population?
Well, you can add the old math, 2 + 2 = 4.
Well, it's amazing that all our plastic containers, most of them, unless you get the right numbers, have estrogen-mimicking chemicals in them.
Right.
So that, you know, the men are feminized and the women are just messed up. Yep. But, you know, I do not believe that, you know, some people are saying that we don't have a shot at this. I believe we do. And what I'm doing right now is I'm just planting seeds of consciousness, getting people to think in another direction, because we don't have trillions of dollars in airplanes, but what we do have is the technology that nature gave us and that the Illuminati and the Western churches, through changing the Bible, have, you know, hidden from us. And Greg Braden's Divine Matrix really goes into this, and it's an amazing, amazing talk.
That digital rain dance.
That's what I do every start of the show at 11 after. And I'm getting some traffic from people that are into it, and all I have to say is for us to break HAARP, and there's a physicist that from Princeton University that Greg Braden has like 3 quotes from. He was a friend of Einstein, and he says when you use this natural innate quantum ability that your spirit has and contact the matrix and do it right, get your emotion and your thought in the right place to send the signal photonically into the field, he says there's nothing in the universe that can stop it from happening. There's no technology. So it's a matter of people learning the technology, the natural technology, and practicing it. I don't think it's a matter of can it be done. It's like, will we get enough people to actually get the job done?
Right.
And I'm doing everything I can on social media to get people to realize you need to go to our website, see these discussions. In fact, I probably need to put some YouTubes on the Rain Evocation and do a little, couple paragraphs of explanation of what I'm talking about here. But 3 or 4, you know, good YouTubes right under the Rain Evocation page would probably help people understand. We have become so afraid of our spirituality because of religion, thinking that, oh, if I go there, I'll become a monk. I'll become a something I don't want to be. The divine spirit is so huge that, believe me, folks, you can be what you want to be. The only thing the spirit's going to do to you is stop you from hurting yourself and others.
Yes. See, that's one of the things that happens to every single student that I work with who takes up the meditative practice that my lineage teaches. Things that are negative in their lives fall away. They just lose interest in them. They just don't feel like taking that stuff into their body anymore. They just don't pay attention to the television. I mean, all of these things that are really detrimental to our focus and our thought patterns and our physical condition, they fall away. It's not like they got to fight and discipline themselves. They just do the practices, and these things, as you're doing the practices, good things are growing, and those things that hurt you fall away. It's almost like magic, but it's not. It's just natural.
We weren't created to be destroyers.
No.
We were created to take care of the garden and love one another. You know?
I'm really happy you put up that video with Dr. Dispenza.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of him before. And what he is talking about is pure yoga. Now, keep in mind, anybody who's not familiar with the term yoga, it comes from a Sanskrit word, yuj, which means to yoke or to put together again the source and that which came from the source, which is you, and to put you back together with the source, equal and functioning together. And then the source can function through you into the field, the morphogenic field that we all share. And it can be done. I mean, it takes some work, but it can be done. And it's not the property of any one tradition or any one practice.
Still there?
Dave? Oh, no, Dave fell off.
I'm here.
Okay, Doc. Commentary?
So my approach that I take with people that are hosts on different radio shows, my approach is to help them figure out they're in a matrix that's caused by the Saturn cube. Everybody's trapped in it. Not everybody. Almost everybody. They don't understand it, and I try to make them, you know, aware of it and cognizant of it so that they can get out of it. And part of that is television. And those transmissions are enhanced by the signals from Saturn. I've done enough research in this, in the Saturn, Moon, Earth matrix to know.
Okay, stick around, everybody. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Center Path on Studio B, www.freedomslips.com. This is the Center Path with Jay Parker and this humble and lovable Swami Shivananda. Plus, Doc Who is on the line with us. Gentlemen.
Yeah, like the Bible says, you know, in the last days, things are not as though they appear. And also, in the last days, knowledge will be increased. And we're there. You know, I mean, knowledge is being increased primarily due to the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to try and do away with that. You'll have to be, you know, politically correct to be online because they don't want to cut off all the commerce. So we'll see how that pans out if that gets done.
Right.
And also, something interesting you may not have heard yet is that attorneys are on notice if they don't go along with the Khazarian mafia and their view of world politics and this administration's view of politics, they will be disbarred.
Really?
Yeah, just heard that yesterday. Or maybe it was today. It was yesterday or today.
Wow.
On Sean David Morton.
Oh. Well, what's the article or the link to that? Is it a law or a regulation?
It was on Sean David Morton's show.
Well, I'm not saying that they're not getting their program together, that everybody get in line or else, because they certainly are. But the thing that I was talking about earlier, I'm like, okay, the show is about changing the paradigm. So I was just musing with myself that what I can do on the Rain Evocation page, is dress that up and do some writing and try to explain the situation. And then maybe say, here's 15 hours worth of videos from Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Tom Campbell. Do you know who Tom Campbell is, Doc?
I think so. That sounds familiar.
He's a NASA physicist that wrote a book called My Big Toe.
That rings a bell.
It's three books. I bought it all together. It's as thick as a phone book. I haven't read it yet, but I knew enough about this guy from seeing a YouTube where he's discussing the virtual reality we're living in.
Ah.
So, you know, I grew up in the Illuminati rank and file, and I was told that, hey, this is a collective subconscious virtual reality game. And my parents took pride in being with the reptilians in this game. They also took pride in the fact that when they murder someone, they said, no big deal, they'll just get reincarnated and get a new avatar, new shell. And God will forgive us. It's only a video game, really, for people who are spiritual. And Tom Campbell and Bruce Lipton did a video called Two Scientists See the Same World. And I've got it on my New Paradigm page. But I'm going to cherry pick things directly related to what I'm talking about with the Rain Evocation. And I'm asking people to grab my Rain Evocation and my, you know, other Facebook memes dealing with the teaching that Swami and I are trying to give people. And I'm going to do a page, Swami, that's like 15 hours that'll change your life. And cherry pick the best stuff that if you watch Dr. Joe Dispenza talk about the physiology of the human being, this is information that nobody's talking about. Nobody's talking about the fact that 100 million cells get rebuilt every second in your body. 100 million cells are rebuilt every second in your body. And Joe Dispenza says quite matter-of-factly, there's no way the human body is doing that. There's got to be outside help. Because the human body, just on a basic computer level, is only manipulating 44 million bits of information a second. So how can it transfer, you know, get the information into 100 million cells a second? It doesn't add up. So he talks about that. He talks about DNA going to the sun and back 15 times. And, of course, DNA is a frequency and information receiver and transmitter. And we've got a hell of a energy field. It's infinitely dense. It's infinitely powerful. And we have been taught, you know, due to the friends from Saturn, that there is no field for us. There is no energy for us. Just do your corporate job and get a job working in the wars. And I don't know. All I got to say is, you know, they're going to try to drop the hammer on America. America is the big problem for the New World Order. Make no mistake about it, because we're armed. And in 2009, after Obama got elected.
Got appointed.
Well, yes, appointed. They're all appointed since Kennedy got shot.
Right. There are no elections. There are only selections.
And the thing that gets me is I lost my train of thought, but you know, when you say Obama to me, I just cringe. You know, he's a total make-believe human being. His life isn't even true. Nobody remembers him at Columbia University. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody. Right. What president has ever, on the first day in office, sealed all his personal records so that you can't look at his history?
Right, right.
And when you go into Obama's life with his mother working for the CIA, his grandparents being communists working for the fucking CIA. Oops, sorry.
We'll cut that out in post-production.
Thank you. Well, I tell you, it just came out accidentally because I don't like communism. I got a real problem with Bolsheviks, you know? You've studied their history. You studied what Lenin and Stalin did. It's just murder and mayhem. It's Satanism gone wild. I don't want that here. Pure evil. A worship of destruction. They starved 20 million people in Ukraine, the most prosperous farmland on the planet. On the planet, for God's sakes.
Well, they did that to the Irish, too. There was no famine.
No, that's a big lie, too.
Yep.
It's just, as Napoleon said, history is written by the winners, you know?
Yeah.
But I really think that, what do you think of that idea, Doc? Like, do a page, 15 hours, that'll, you know, change your
Oh, absolutely, do it, you know?
Because get her done. Well, I'll do it this week. I really, I'm going to be out on websites putting up my stuff and trying to get people on board, you know? Because it's not going to take a lot of us. It's going to take just a small number. In fact, Greg Braden says in his Divine Matrix, if we could get the square root of 1% of the human race to do quantum consciousness, meditation, and intention, we could change this tomorrow. That's why Deepak Chopra is doing his meditation thing in July. If we step up to the plate and start using our innate technology, we can get this done. And all it's going to take, who knows what will happen when Deepak Chopra does his meditation, because he's got a lot of followers. Greg Braden's on board with him. I'm sure Lipton will be on board. It's going around the web right now, like, hey, we're all getting together and seeing what power we have. And I'm sure, you know, they're sitting in Washington with their RAND Corporation think tanks, looking at how many people are investigating EFT, who are doing Psy-K, who are changing their subconscious from the enculturalization of Satanism light. That's what everybody gets in this American society, is a care about yourself, to hell with everybody else, money is God, BS, and we're going to see a change if we start doing like Deepak Chopra and Greg Braden. They start using their muscle on the web to get people to come together. I mean, who knows what's going to happen that day, but I believe with so many heavy hitters getting involved with this, there'll be several million people. It takes the square root of 1% would change the entire world.
That's all we need.
Roughly 8,000 people.
That's all we need.
Did you announce the date for that, Jay?
What?
Did you say the day for that?
No, it's in July, though.
Okay.
I don't have it in my notes.
That's all right. I'll have it for next week. No problem. Because I'm going to get my students and others in my lineage to jump in, too.
Yeah, I personally believe this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a big deal. Because
David only had a slingshot, and he killed the giant and then cut the giant's head off with the giant's own sword.
And the thing is, one thing I am certain of in growing up in a rank-and-file Illuminati family, Doc, is I knew in my heart that what they were doing was total BS. And it was an affront to life and God and whatever you want to say. And I was like, what are you, fools? You got to be fools. Because what you're into, believe me, you might have a day in the sun, but the hammer will fall. And it's going to fall hard on these people. Now, they're digging their underground cities thinking they're going to be safe. Let me tell you, brother, there's no place to hide from the living God.
Nope.
And the spiritual divine matrix has quantum ability. Has quantum ability. So you're talking
CERN. Ahead, quantum ability is way beyond CERN. And that's one of the aims of CERN is to kill God when he shows up in the sky.
Well, I'm sure that, they're going to do their Project Blue Beam false religion, Antichrist thing. But
and false alien invasion.
Oh, sure. I mean, what's going to get people to get microchips? Well, prove you're human. Get a chip. It's a nonsense. And the thing is, according to John Lamb Lash, the Gnostic scholar, the goddess is getting ready to drop the hammer. So, crunch time's coming. Kali is going to be doing some stuff. See, you can put a label on the quantum field. You can call it Jesus. You can call it Jehovah, you can call it whatever you call it, but it's based on compassion, it's based on natural law, and it's not going to let the planet be destroyed. And we're getting to a point now, if you really look just a little bit over the horizon, that Mother Nature's taking a pounding right now. And all I got to say is, good luck fighting that machine.
Yep.
Because you ain't going to win.
Now, did you check into Anthony Patch's work yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I highly and strongly recommend you avail yourself of that knowledge because the man is brilliant. He's been studying CERN for 15 years, and you watch just one of his videos and you won't be able to stop. And you want to go to the next video and the next video.
And how do you spell his last name?
P-A-T-C-H.
And what's his background, Doc?
His background is CERN.
He works at CERN?
No, he's been studying it for 15 years.
I think I heard him do a phone-in on Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
You probably did. Yeah, you probably did.
Well, I tell you who fascinates me when I listen to him is Quayle talking about transhumanism.
Ugh. Yeah, well, Tom Horn does more than Steve.
Yeah,
really.
Raiders News Network, and also they now have a new TV show
on Skywatch
Daily. Skywatch TV, yeah.
Yeah, and Tom Horn is going out to the area we're going to be moving to, out in the northern New Mexico and Arizona border area there, and sticking with the medicine men and the shamans and those who know about the Kivas and the former population that used to live there, the Anasazi, who all just disappeared And
I got news on that.
Yeah.
I got news on the Anastasi when you get through.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, they encountered the giants, and like a lot of American Indian tribes did, and most of the Indian tribes drove them into their escape caves. They would pile wood up at the mouth of the cave and or the, which really turned into, you know, a honeycomb of tunnels, and they tried to burn them out, but they just went somewhere else, most of them. And but anyway, they have found remains of the Anastasi in the deserts, and their rib cages were ripped open. So what does that tell you? Was it giants or was it reptilians? And they say it was giants, but it could have been also reptilians.
Right.
Because I've seen many stories about the reptilians and some of the terror, the havoc they've, raised with
well,
the tribes.
Well, have you listened to Peggy Kane? Seen any of Peggy Kane's YouTubes?
Maybe a long time ago.
Yeah, she. I think she left the web in like 07. But they're still up there, Peggy Kane. And
K-A-N-E.
She talks about, yeah, K-A-N-E. And all I got to say is she talks about the reptilians and about reincarnation. She's into using that machine so you can communicate with the other side, you know, that recorder. And nothing but bad news from her. To the point where I listened to her last night. I'm going to listen to some of her stuff again because it's so dark. It's just like that guy at Free Your Mind 3 who told me that the reptilians got it all locked down and the spirit of the divine was blessing my socks off. And I was like, well, here's this guy preaching the end of the world, and the spirit's telling me this is what's coming. The end of your world, lizard lover, you know. And all I got to say is it's not going to take much if the human race got on board with their innate quantum ability, it would be all over for the Illuminati in a heartbeat.
Well, they're scared.
They're terrified. They're terrified right now. There's no doubt about it. Because they've betrayed the 10% rank and file that got them where they are today. They fed the fluoride, the GMO, the vaccines to all their minions. And their minions are getting sick now saying, hey, how come I didn't get a heads up on this?
They thought they're in the club, but there's no seat at the table for them.
No, there's only a seat for maybe 200,000 people, because they want to keep their bloodline as pure as possible, so that the new human race will be a transgenic human race of just the purest royal blood of hell.
What royal my ass.
It's a royal piece of buffalo chip.
That royal thing is such a misnomer, you know. The title is titles that they've given themselves.
No, I love elite, you know. They're the elite of what? They're the authority? They never authored anything. They never did anything but be parasites. Authors. Were the authorities.
Well, in the last days, the enemy will fall upon their own sword.
Well, you know, I'm seeing that. If we can get the quantum field going for the mass of human beings that simply want to live in peace, it's game over for them. Now, did you hear about this thing where supposedly a asteroid or comet's heading our way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
I believe in Nibiru. I've seen too many good photos of it.
Well, something's out there for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, supposedly it comes through every 3,657 years approximately.
Yeah.
And that's what causes all the chaos in our solar system.
Yeah.
Well,
on this,
there's a good possibility the last time the solar system collapsed, which roughly was, 4,000 B.C., and then they reformed it into what it is today. You can see an excellent presentation on the makeup of the previous solar system by seeing a movie called Symbols of an Alien Sky by David Talbot. And Symbols of an Alien Sky shows the proper ancient sky makeup. And it's a very strange makeup where it's Saturn, Venus is in front of Saturn, Mars is in front of Venus. And when you looked up in the sky, you saw all three of those planets. And they were perfectly in perfect alignment, so it was the mass of Saturn, and Saturn was really close to us. And then
it was our sun.
Well, the sun existed back then,
but it wasn't where. You know, Saturn was closest at one time. If you read
Velikovsky.
Troy McLaughlin's work, and he Zen Garcia had him on at my prompting, and it was a great 2 hours. It really was. And Saturn had a plasma bridge from the eye, which is the south pole. The eye, it looks like an eye on the south pole, and the plasma came from the eye to the Earth, and entities moved to and fro freely up that plasma bridge. And one of the things that CERN is doing, if they haven't already done it, it may not be done yet, but it's to build a plasma bridge to Saturn again, to the South Pole and the eye of Saturn on the South Pole, to bring in those entities.
Well, this is what Peggy Kane was talking in the video I watched of her last night, that, the reptilians are going to appear soon and, physically, get in our face. And the thing is, it's kind of strange because, Tex Mars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tex Mars has a recurring dream of being in a FEMA camp guarded by reptilians.
So. Lunch, anyone?
All I have to say is, you're not taking me to a FEMA camp. It's not happening.
Nope. They're going to have a slave market there, too, that people will bid on physical specimens, to take back to their country.
That's already happening underground.
I know, but I'm talking about, from the FEMA camps for slaves and workers. Oh, and Obama just signed a thing making slavery legal again. Another executive order.
Yeah, I saw that.
Some of this stuff I wonder about because, don't you think somebody on the web would really, freak out about this and the alternative media would go nuts?
Well,
there's a lot of disinfo out there.
This just happened. Swami saw it. I saw it. So you multiply that by a couple of million, so there's a lot of people seeing it, and there's going to be even more seeing it.
It was the section being talked about said that people of, I don't remember exactly what the word, but something analogous to outstanding in their fields could be placed in positions that are useful to the government or the war effort without compensation.
Exactly. At no pay.
And that was the term, without compensation.
Yeah.
In other words, they can be drafted into positions of service to the government or the war effort? Because that was another thing that was being speculated upon. Does this mean World War III is at our door because they're making this kind of an executive order?
And World War III doesn't even include Armageddon.
No, no.
That's different. That's later. Not much later, but...
Well, Dodge, if you study early Christianity like I have, first off, there were no Gospels until 170 A.D., John, Mark, Matthew, Luke. They didn't exist until 170 A.D., 120 right. years after Christ. All the early Christian scholars never quoted any of the Gospels because they didn't exist.
Right.
Okay? And what I'm saying is, if you look at the history of the church, you'll find that as far as the apocalypse of John, okay, you know, the book of Revelation, all right, it didn't show up until after the Council of Nicaea at 325 AD. So how was that written by the Apostle John when it showed up 300 years later, when the Illuminati took over the church?
Right.
So people are putting their faith in a book which is nothing but a mind control program. That's all Revelation
is. Was it the Illuminati or the Jesuits? Or both?
Not a nickel's worth of difference, really.
Thank you.
And the whole thing is, the human race did not have salvationism the way Christianity in the West portrayed salvationism until Christianity. There was always a savior in the ancient religions, but it was always mythos to teach you metaphors and analogies of spiritual reality. Jesus Christ being historicized was a major debate in the first two centuries of the Western civilization. And there are letters which... I'm doing research now and getting John Lamb Lash's research together. That's one of the reasons I'm having a call-in show, is because I really need to nail this. And although I used Artaria S.'s book for my last show, trying to talk about the Council of Nicaea, her writing style is so dense and the material is so ugly, I did not... in my heart feel like I wanted to go there and talk about it.
Right.
I mentioned some things.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
John Lash writes about the same thing in Not in His Image. And he does it in such a way that you can really appreciate it from a psychological mind control viewpoint of what we're talking about here. With the event of Catholicism is a shutdown of freedom religiously and spiritually, and a fascist political church taking over society.
Yep.
So
we could go on into the night, couldn't we?
With what? Well, I will with John Lash's work. That's definitely going to be two shows. It's going to be two shows. I'm telling you, there are pages in that book that I'm going to read that your jaw is going to hit the floor. You're going to be like, why haven't I looked at this like this? But John Lash, having spent his entire 35 years studying this stuff, and this is what's great about the internet, and you can actually get a book or a lecture or a YouTube from people that have taken their entire life out just to understand certain aspects of reality and human consciousness. Whereas, you know, before, the only people that were getting this information were the rich who had libraries, you know?
Yep.
I mean, that's why, you know, and I'm not saying everything from the Book of Revelation is BS, but a lot of it is simply fear-based nonsense. I mean, this whole idea that Christians have to put up with evil because it's the will of God, it's like, oh, give me a break. You're just a coward that doesn't want to stand up for your Lord. Because Jesus Christ went into the temple and he put down the truth. So I don't want to hear these Christians saying, oh, we got to let this happen. That's not what the Word says. The Word says, you know, in Revelation, this is going to happen, but it's going to happen because you did nothing to stop it. You didn't use your spiritual ability and discernment to put an end to this. I mean, Christians marching off to Iraq in 2003? Give me a break.
Yep.
Just give me a break.
Part of the great deception. And also
Absolutely.
The word says, the word also says, occupy until I come. That only means one thing to me, is stand and deliver.
Absolutely. I know Christians who are real Christians. And let me tell you, in their life, they're not money worshipers, and the spirit of giving and the spirit of caring about all people lives in their hearts. Because they're not the judge. They're close enough to the spirit of Christ where they realize, hey, I got cut a break, I'm going to cut other people a break, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird.
Nope. We're just a peculiar people. We're just a peculiar people. Go ahead, Swami.
Oh, I said maybe you're just well informed.
Well, seek the truth. The truth will make you free.
Well, it certainly has made me free. And, you know,
yeah.
as I talked to Swami, you know, off the air at times, I'd go like, I talked to him about personally some of the things I'm learning. And, like, I'm so happy to be getting further and further away from emotional anger.
Right.
You know? From emotionally triggered sadness and depression. Because it's a program. It's a program in your brain.
Yep.
And it triggers the hippocampus. Sends the chemicals into your bloodstream, and bingo, there you are.
Right.
Well, I was very blessed and very fortunate that my mother had old 78 RPM records that were tuned to concert pitch A 432 hertz before they changed to 440 hertz.
Oh,
so
wow.
the entire time that she was pregnant with me, that's the classical music that she played. So when I was born, and from there on, I never really got angry for more than 60 seconds, and it passed, you know. It went out. I didn't accept it. I didn't play with it, you know.
Absolutely, because what does Christ say? Get angry, but sin not.
Yeah.
Is there, you know, like, you can look at this garbage and get some heat going, but, you know, don't let it take you over.
Right. Well, that's the same way in the yogic traditions. It's, you know, if a reaction occurs, on occasion, it will be the natural and correct action. If it's necessary to protect life or to assist someone, then that's okay. But only as long as it takes to get it done, then you let it pass and don't bring it back and keep revisiting it through memory, because then it's like sitting there smacking yourself in the face with a hammer and crying because it hurts. Just stop doing that. Let it pass like a cloud through the sky. If it's important and necessary, you can hang on to it for a bit, but not long, because if you dance with it, it's going to dance with you and step all over your toes, you know?
My dance card is full.
And the thing is, you really take a step back. It serves no good purpose to allow your physiology to get tweaked by the chemicals your body releases from rage and anger.
It's self-destruction, self-destruction.
And that's why there's so many things out there triggering it, you know. I mean, you look at the mass media, and it's nothing but a mind-control program of negativity.
Right.
Racism, this, that. I mean, how about that shooter in Charleston?
Oh, I can't believe what they're talking about. Talking about tearing down statues of Jefferson Davis, of Thomas Jefferson, of, I don't know, somebody in Texas. Amazon is no longer carrying Confederate flags, but they still carry Nazi memorabilia. All of this stuff.
Of course.
Wow.
Because Hitler was the good guy. Don't you know that?
So was Mao, according to Hillary.
Oh, Mao was a big hero to the Marxists. I mean,
yeah,
how many did
you kill? Hillary used to wear those Mao jackets, pantsuits.
Very popular in Hollywood, I must say.
Yeah.
And all I got to say is, I'm going to be pushing for Deepak Chopra's work. I'm going to do a 15 hours to change your consciousness. And, you know, I emailed Bruce Lipton. I'm going to try to reach out and contact these people, and you know, it's like, hey, let's get on the peace train, because if we don't do something, we're gonna be crying, because, you know, I was talking to my roommate the other day, and I said, I'm happy most of the time. I get irritated, but I'm learning now to let it go. Just let it go and stay in the moment. And
it's poison. It's poison.
Yeah. We were in the kitchen, so I turned the faucet on. I said, look, there's water coming out of this when I move the handle. You know, people don't understand. One coronal mass ejection, and all of this goes bye-bye. All of it. All of it. Take a look at what happened to San Francisco when they had the earthquake. You know, when the World Series was playing?
Yeah.
I mean, people were like flipping out like, hey, I got to get some water to drink. And none of the taps were working. And I'm just saying, and I say this, and I talked to Mark Passio about this, you know, we got to store up some water and food, because this system really isn't built that well. I mean, talking about the coronal mass ejection, Doc, if that strikes, our grid will take 2 years to repair because they haven't stockpiled any transformers. And there's only like one factory that makes them now.
In China.
So it's just ridiculous. It's like, Now you've got a million tanks for SWAT police. You've got millions of biological weapons, nuclear weapons. But when it comes to actually keeping the P's and Q's of daily living together, FEMA and the government have done nothing. There's nothing for us.
Saturn's trying to run interference on us.
Well. I'm a firm believer, you know, with John Lash on his podcast on Guy Sora, and he does this thing, he calls it the newsletter, and it's on Guy Sora, and I think it's .org, might be .com, but good talk. But he was talking about, with the human residents, that his view of it, because he's a a very tight devotee of the goddess. And he says the goddess is using that as a shield, taking it up to 16.5 to jam the Saturn moon broadcast. And when I'm going to, you know, in the future do presentations on video, but when are we as a human species going to start to have an open discussion about the 91% of our DNA that's shut down, that's non-functioning, that's quote-unquote junk DNA?
Yeah, junk DNA is a lie.
Well, the thing is, one of those genes that's not functioning in the human being right now manufactures vitamin C. Now, we all need vitamin C. Yeah. So why is that shut down?
Not ascorbic acid.
Yeah. Why is that shut down right now? I believe it's because the morphogenic field is so poisoned from the negative thoughts, emotions, and feelings of people that it's shutting down our own DNA. And I've talked to Mark Passio philosophically about the condition of the human race. And when it really gets down to brass tacks, people are doing it to themselves because they're following an evil system. And they know it's evil, but they're cowards and afraid. They're afraid of what people will say if they step out on their own and be different. Well, take a look at the newspaper and at the TV news. This is what you get for being a coward and not taking the 3 trillion cell body that you have and appreciating it for what it really is, a miracle.
Well, I sleep all night with 432 hertz music going on. You select.
Well, you got me doing it.
You all night?
Yeah. I put it on my computer, turn my screen off, and have it on low all night long. Why?
Yep, that's what I do. And you're repairing your DNA as you sleep. I think that's very efficient.
Now, what do you think about some of the other meditative programs that are out there? You know, like the chakra balancing and the binaural
stuff. I know that
stuff.
528 hertz is not the true frequency for your heart.
Absolutely.
Because that comes from David Horowitz, and he is a Khazarian Mafia member. And that's also what Saturn is tuned to, 528 hertz. That's what it transmits. So don't tell me that 528 hertz is the true heart chakra frequency.
Yeah, there's a guy in I'm going to have to talk to Mark Passio because we did some research about this about 2 years ago. There's a guy in Arizona who's a sound engineer who's a big deal about the 432. And the esophageal frequencies that Len Horowitz was pushing at that time, the 528 and all that, he's there.
Uh-huh.
He's full of it.
Frequency.
Yeah, he's there. He's full of it. Don't you listen to him, you know. And he had some real biological and physiological information to back up what he was talking about. So I got to find that guy again and get him on the website.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, on Friday nights, Dr. A. True Ott talks a lot about 432 frequency, and his tone meter picked up 528 hertz from Saturn.
Hmm. Well,
How do you spell his name? A. True, T-R-U?
Dr. A. T-R-U-E-O-T-T. And I heard his great uncle at the University of South Florida when I was going there back in the early 70s, and he came up from Sarasota to Tampa, where USF is, and he had the Heat and Light Research Institute and told us all about how cool white would make you lose your hair. Think of all the people that sit in offices under the cool white fluorescent tubes with the 60 cycles per second, you know, ballast, and that pollutes your brain, and they lose their hair. And they did an experiment with rats, and in the cool white, they lost all their hair, And in the pink cast, which I don't think they make anymore, they do make a daylight, which is fairly healthy. You know, full spectrum fluorescent tubes. They cost a little bit more, but not that much. But anyway, the pink cast made the rats in that light system lose their hair and their tails.
Whoa.
So if you want to get rid of your tail,
yeah,
get some pink gas fluorescent tubes.
Do you want to carry your back end in your back pocket?
but that Dr. Ott also did the film work, the time-lapse photography for the early Disney show, where it would show flowers blooming. And he had 16-millimeter cameras automated to go in and take one frame, 16-millimeter, and then back out of the greenhouse, you know, and go in, back into its little protective case. And they would come, for whatever the bloom cycle was, for whatever flower they wanted to see bloom almost instantly, you know, just, it was great, you know. And he knew what he was talking about, and Dr. Atriot is his great-nephew.
Well, I'm definitely going to be looking at his work this week. And Anthony Patch and Tom Horn, you know?
Yeah, you can't lose on anyone, but get caught up with Anthony Patch, because you'll just be so amazed and impressed at the knowledge that just keeps coming out of his mouth. And he'll say, okay, I'm going to stop now and let the host, you know, say something or ask a question. So he's very considerate and very aware, very alert, very intelligent. Extremely knowledgeable.
And this is why Mark Passio says, you know, like people talk about, well, the apocalypse is upon us, right? Well, apocalypse means the removing of a leather cover. That's what the word means. And that's what happened when the internet came into being. It was like the spirit of the Almighty was like, okay, monkeys, let's take a look at what you're really up to,
yeah.
You know? And yeah. And so the thing is, I firmly believe that the Illuminati is allowing many whistleblowers like myself to do what we do without reservation, because in their eugenics program of eliminating 90% of the human race, they want to be able to say to the universe, spirit, like, hey, we told them the truth and they didn't care. They don't deserve to live because they don't have any care. They don't care about the ecology. They don't care about themselves. They eat GMO. They let us inject poison into their infants. They don't care. You can't allow a being that doesn't care to live.
Mm.
You have to get rid of them. So, that, believe me, Doc, that's what I'm looking at with this. All this work that has been done by the Stanford Research Institute, that research center, you know what it is. But you know, it's all out on the web now. If you want to start looking at this quantum ability that humans have to communicate over thousands of miles and affect matter, I mean, look at the stuff they were doing at Princeton, where in California they'd have meditators or subjects doing this controlled experiment, and they were changing the alkalinity of water in a laboratory at Princeton University.
Yeah, Tesla talked about this stuff.
Yeah. Tesla also said, you know, you will live to see horrors beyond your imagination.
Mm. In the last days, people's hearts will fail them for fear.
Well, not mine.
Not mine either. Yeah, I drink lemon water all day long with pebbles of shungite in the bottom of my mug.
Now, I heard somebody tell me that shungite is very close chemically to lead. Have you heard that?
No. Uh-uh.
All right. So, I mean, it has the structure of the buckyball, so I'm like, certainly that looks good to me, because I mean, if that's not the
water. It purifies water. That mountain of shungite over in Karelia, Russia, which used to be in Finland, the water that's there where the mountain of this stuff is pure. There's no algae, no nothing. It's just pure. When you come out of that water, they said, if you feel better when you leave this place, hang your clothes on a limb. And the forest looks like a clothesline.
Guys, we're going to have to wrap it up.
Well, it's been fun, gentlemen.
Well, thanks for calling, Doc.
Oh, hey, my pleasure.
And
in Montana.
Thank Dave what? In Montana, sure.
Yeah, Dave, he didn't, I don't know, Skype got rid of him, Saturn attacked him or what?
I don't know.
Well, he's probably listening. But Anthony Patch is someone we should look at, his work.
Yeah, I just left you a link to an Anthony Patch video on YouTube, Jay.
Good. And Tom Horn and A True Ott.
Yep.
Yep.
So
A True Ott has a show on Friday nights from
10 p.m.
Actually, it's in this time slot on Studio B, the 10 p.m. Yep. to midnight your time, Jay.
Cool.
So
well.